Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me again, EMH here. I still got no idea what we're going to call this segment, so I'm just going to move on. You guys help me name it. Just put your comments at the bottom. Tell me what you want to talk about. But I thought we'd discuss what's coming out this weekend. I could give you my box office predictions. Are you ready? Hold on tight. Here we go. A Christmas Carol comes out. The all CGI, think Polar Express movie. Another Robert Zemeckis creation. Jim Carrey going to play the part of Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm looking forward to this. Jim Carrey has really been hit or miss, and mostly miss, for the last several years. But I think this is, again, a character where he's going to be right in his element, and I can't wait to see what happens with The Christmas Carol. However, I still think we're pushing the holiday season. I know, you know, Walmart and Target and all these stores have all their Christmas decorations out in full force. Like, Thanksgiving doesn't even exist. But I still don't know how many people are going to go see this. I think it's going to make more money over the holidays, but I am still going to give it a $28 million release. That's my prediction for A Christmas Carol. The Box. Is there any movie that looks more intriguing, but you just get that feeling that it's really going to be terrible when you go see it? I don't know. Cameron Diaz and that little concerned look on her face right before she smashes that button in the trailer is pretty funny. The Box, I've got it making $19.5 million, but don't be surprised if it doesn't even reach that. I'm scared that this movie's a great idea that's going to be terrible. This Is It, the Michael Jackson concert film. Very respectable debut. I just don't know how you know if that movie's going to have legs or not. So I'm going to put This Is It with a drop-off to $13.8 million in its second weekend in release. Paranormal Activity, the Blair Witch of 2009, if you will, except, in my opinion, even more impressive, because this one actually looks like it is a good movie. Paranormal Activity is going to take a drop. The Halloween season is over, but this movie is getting great word of mouth, so I still like it at $11.4 million, and that spells bad news for The Fourth Kind, which I've got at number 5 right now at $8.2 million. I think people that are still kind of in the mood after seeing Paranormal Activity want something that looks just as creepy might go see it. I think Mila Jovovich actually has a following from like her Resident Evil movies. I don't know why, because they're terrible too, but I think people might go see that, and that's why I put The Fourth Kind at number 5 at $8.2 million. The movie that looks very appealing to me is The Men Who Stare at Goats. What a great cast that is. You got George Clooney, you got Ewan McGregor, you got Jeff Bridges, you got Kevin Spacey. That movie, the trailer makes that look very funny, but again, most of those actors, with the possible exception of McGregor, they skew a little bit older with their audiences. So I think this is the kind of movie that is not going to have great box office success. And what it does, it's going to come in smaller pieces, not all at once. So I don't think that's going to crack the top 5, although I'd like to see it try. Also, dropping out of the top 5 are going to be Law-Abiding Citizen. So there you go. That's my prediction for the top 5. I'm keeping it short and sweet. You guys give me your predictions. I can't wait to read them. And then we'll talk about next week. We'll talk about what I got right, what I got wrong. This is EMH, and we'll see you next time.